Begin maar. Pa-ba-dum.
Pa-boom.
What's your problem?
Isn't that a different? Isn't that somebody's actual theme? Are we ripping?
Weather beating.
I thought you said weather beating.
No, weather beating.
It's like a really bad shipping forecast. Yeah. Weather beating. Normandy.
Hello, everyone. It's been a while.
Well,
I'd say welcome back, but you probably don't feel welcome given the two characters that you've encountered so far as you pass through the door.
Can you just imagine somebody on a bus right now, or on a train, or however you want to travel?
Just imagine something.
Walking.
Yeah.
They've got a little ping, a little notification. Oh, yeah. Let's just see what's dropped in my podcast feed.
The guy nearly falls off his penny farthing as he sees that it's a new podcast.
It's a new left. Podcast.
These bellends.
Are they still alive?
I was certain I'd read one of them had died.
What have you been up to, mate?
Oh, do you know what? It's been a funny few... I got COVID for the fourth time, which apparently is the most times you can get it.
It turns out not. My daughter Billy's just had it for the sixth time.
I mean, she's got to win. She wins at COVID, right?
She actually said to me when I said, you've got to be careful, COVID's going around. Mm. She's 18, they're not careful. She went, oh, no, it's all right, Dad. I've had it five times. I think I'm immune.
No, but apparently, they've done a scientific study, and once you've had it six times, you become technically superhuman. So, well done, Billy.
It's great. Super Trump.
What's been going on with you, mate?
Was that it? You've had COVID?
No, there's something else, but I'll tell you. It's not that interesting.
I was walking the dog. This starts off, and it could be like some Norwegian crime. What did they used to be called? Nordic crime. Nordic noir.
Nordic noir.
Could be like a Nordic
murder.
But it turns out not to be.
Oh.
But we'll start it off. Walking the dog, Sunday morning, early doors. My God, I don't know whether it was like for you, but it was terrestrial rain.
Oh, really? Do you mean torrential? Because terrestrial rain is... It's all rain is terrestrial rain, really. That's
why. It was torrential.
Yeah, yeah.
All night. And walking through this little woody part right next to the river, and our river was high. Bloody hell, it was high.
I hate a high.
And you know what?
I hate a high.
Hebden's known for floods. Don't want to get too high, but we're doing all right anyway.
Yeah, oh God, of course, yeah.
I spot a rucksack on the floor.
No, Paul, you're joking.
Next to it, a mobile phone.
I thought you were going to say dead body. Okay, right, okay, great. No, that's good. That's positive. How strange.
A rucksack that's been out all night.
I know
it's been out for a while.
Joking apart, taking away any jokes from this.
Yeah.
If I saw what you've just described, I'd be worried that somebody had fallen into the river.
Exactly.
Oh, right, okay.
Exactly. Not just because of the bag, but there's a mobile phone.
Yeah, exactly, awful.
And I sort of had a look at this, a screensaver, it was a young lad, 18, 19, on this, and if I'm assuming that's his phone, teenagers, you can't part them with the phone. So I'm thinking, he's been walking home at night, he's walked along by the river, I don't know whether, because it was raining, he's sought cover under the trees, and he's gone into the water. So I was genuinely worried.
Yeah.
So I pick up the bag and the phone and I go home and phone the police.
Wow, yeah, okay.
Just saying, I'm sure everything's fine. Mm. His phone I couldn't get into because it was at Pasco, which, understandably. But on the in the cover there was a credit card, so I had his name.
Handy.
Yeah,
so that helped. Do you know what? You're like some sort of sexy detective. I was going to say Columbo. When I say Kadumbo.
Kadumbo. Anyway, one more thing.
Right.
So,
very good. Very good. Yeah.
For anybody who's not over 50,
trust me, Columbo. Nobody's listening to this. He's not over 40. That's for damn sure.
So anyway, from the police, they were as helpful, not super helpful. I said, look, I've got a name.
The police.
Yeah.
Right. Go on.
I was like, I've got a name.
Yeah.
It's with Nationwide, so you could call them and find an address. I just want to know that it's all right.
Yeah. This is great. Very, very impressive.
She said to me, can I have a look in the bag? I said, well, I've not had a look because it's drenched. Will you have a look? So I open up the bag and I'm like, oh, okay, so there's a college book here.
I thought you were going to say a human head. Go on.
Oh, yeah. This is a college book. It's absolutely rank because it's wet.
Right.
Everything was damp.
Oh.
There's a water bottle, there's a can of lager, there's some deodorant, and there's six condoms.
Really? That's not a joke?
No, not a joke.
Okay.
And what the policewoman said, well, he's prepared.
No, this guy could have fallen in the river,
I know.
Sergeant Simmons. Yeah.
Anyway, she said, well, what we tend to do in this circumstance is maybe you could just put it on Facebook. And
what do you mean you put it on Facebook?
I know.
Mind you, I suppose you had it in your possession.
The thing is, right, spoiler alert, it worked. But anyway, so it's right. But I did kind of think you could find his address quite quickly and just find out if he's come home. But anyway, so I'm not on Facebook, but I got a few people to put it up. And anyway, it turned out that Billy, my daughter, knows someone who knows him.
Wow.
Doesn't know him.
Do you know what? Teenage kids or 20, young 20-somethings.
Yeah.
In, they'd sort of know everybody.
So here's what happens then.
Mm.
There's been a big party.
Yeah.
He was at the party.
Of course he was. He was having a great time.
He left early hours.
He just had enough.
No one's seen him since. Oh. So I'm still a bit concerned.
It's no longer funny.
Still a bit concerned. The friends who may or may not have gone to sleep, but definitely were not completely with it, they all want to be helpful. So they all start messaging his phone.
God, this is horrible, actually. It's kind of like horrible. It's like a horror story.
They all start messaging his phone. Yeah. And like, Billy, who's, like, trying to handle this, my dad's got his phone.
Yeah.
Don't message him.
Yeah, it's pointless.
Because we're seeing your messages coming. Yeah. So what we need is, like, his parents or something like that. And everyone just kept ringing up and going, don't you worry, I've called him. No, you don't need to call him.
You're missing the point, guys. I can't repeat this often enough.
Can't tell you how many people. Yeah. So eventually, one friend, I'm his mate, why don't you just give me his phone and bag? That's not going to work.
No. What's the point of that?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So anyway,
you want the condoms.
I do eventually get his mum.
Yeah.
And she was lovely, and she understood what. She said, no, he came home in the middle of the night.
He's safe?
Yeah, he's safe.
Oh, great.
So I met up with her to give her the phone and the bag. And she said...
Is the twist as it wasn't his mum?
No.
She said, wanted the confidence.
Well, I thought, massive kudos to her. She said, I think I might let him discover he's lost his phone before I tell him he's got it. And I thought, fair enough.
Yeah.
You can have that one.
You can make that decision.
It's your choice. Yeah. You know, he's fast asleep. Mm. Everyone else has been worried. Mm. So anyway, he does eventually wake up. I don't know what happens.
Mm.
But he's obviously given his phone back. And he gets in touch with Billy, who was a point of contact, saying, oh, I'm told that your dad's got my phone, and could I get it off him? And Billy's like, he ain't got it anymore. And she said, what are you messaging me on? And he went, oh, yeah.
You've got to be... Are you serious?
No.
You can't be serious.
Isn't that brilliant?
He was still off his head, wasn't he?
I think so. Oh, yeah.
It's like the equivalent of saying, I can't find my glasses. Where are my glasses? They're on your head.
Yeah.
Wow.
There you go. My little Nordic.
You just reminded me. Actually, I was going to talk... This will be my story. I can't remember if I've told this on this before. But in a way, it doesn't matter because even those who've listened have already forgotten everything we've ever done. So in a way, it's fine. But I was walking not far from here. We're in the Dales at the minute. Full disclosure. Don't know why I said that. And I was walking. And I used to have a mundane watch.
Right.
Those who don't know, mundane watches, that...
I don't.
It's the classic... They're not expensive, but it's the classic Swiss railway design watches. They're very simple. Okay. No numbers, just black and white lines around the clock face.
No hands?
Yeah, and black hands. They're like the simplest classic design. Okay. People who know mundane get it. They're just lovely.
Yeah.
And it always had a bit of a dodgy strap. Anyway, I'm walking through the Dales, down little like narrow like lanes and stuff like that.
Skipping?
Not the energy at this age. But got almost all the way back home, watch is gone.
Oh, no.
It's clearly fallen off. And I was really... I'd had that watch for about 10 years. I love it, right? Yeah. Have I told you this before?
No. But I mean, the way you were describing it, I could tell it was... I sensed that we were going to lose it anyway.
Anyway.
Yeah.
At that moment, a younger female relative of me happened to ring me.
Right.
And I explained the situation. I went, I'll just put it on Facebook. And I went, what? And she went, I said, no, I've been in the most upset. She went, no, I'll put it on Facebook and see, and put local things and see if anything happens. Within half an hour, she was messaged back saying, yeah, I've got it. And I went, that's like...
It is amazing.
Witchcraft. Anyway, so it had been picked up by somebody, right? And they gave their address, which was still a 20-minute walk from where I was. So I walked back out, went to this address, which was down this really dark, obscure lane full of cottages, knocked on the door... And it wasn't a woman, and it was a woman who'd reported it. It was a man with a beard.
Yeah.
And I went, hello. And he went, hello. And I went, and it was, I thought, oh, I'm going to be murdered. And then I went, listen, this has happened. And I explained the situation. He went, oh, yeah. And I went, well, have you got the watch? And he went, well, I don't know. What's your name?
Wow.
And I thought, oh, my God. And I went, oh, and I told him my name. And he said, right. And I went, so can I get it? And he went, can you describe the watch? And I was thinking, like, this is too much. And there was a point where I wanted to push past him and shout, where's my watch? It called for the watch. It would come, I mean, crawling, it would come scurrying to me across the floor. Come on, boy. Come on, watch. No. Monday. Anyway, I had to describe the watch to him before he gave it to me. And I thought, he's right in a way. Yeah. I could be anyone.
Yeah.
Except that these were privately exchanged Facebook messages.
Yeah. And were they...
And how would I know, if I was a stranger on the rob, that a specific watch... And in the end, the twist is, I killed him. No, I didn't. That's rubbish. Mate, it's time for a song.
Oh, God, yeah.
No, okay. You weren't ready.
I wasn't
you
ready.
You so weren't ready.
I was lulled in by your little fireside story.
Yeah. We're literally sat by a fireside.
Here we are. Okay, so, oh, this is a great
one
song.
One of us is wearing clothes. Anyway, go on.
I'm wearing half clothes.
Go on.
This is a great song. You're going to love this. This is... Just like all the other songs that we've made up, you're going to love this one too.
Made up?
This is Zombie Government by the Boys in Blue, and it's straight in at number 10.
Yeah. It's time for inventions. Invest your pensions in Paul's extensions. He's got long hair extensions. Oh,
it's been a long time since I've heard that song.
It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful song.
I cried
song.
A little bit there. You might have seen.
Yeah, you always seem worked up.
Weirdly, it went up. I don't know. Gravity's weird around it.
Yeah, I know.
Should we do some inventions and stop talking nonsense?
Okay, in a slight twist.
Should we do some inventions and stop talking nonsense? That's what the inventions are.
Let's just explain to our. Let's explain to our. I'm going to say tribes and tribes of new listeners. This is a section. It's actually boring, isn't it? This is a section of the show where it's either an invention or something. We've come up with three answers. Paul's going to guess which one I've made up. Two of these nutty things are real.
Are real, and one's made up.
I've not used the word nutty for a long time, and I don't like it. It feels middle class.
You're going to do, because you've got two sets of three quite quickly.
You're nutty, mate.
So you're going to do a quick three.
Yeah.
I'm going to do a quick three. And then we'll have a song.
Here's my three.
Yeah.
And the theme is mad ice cream flavours.
Mad, okay.
Right?
Brilliant.
Right? Okay, so, which of these three did I make up, Paul?
Okay.
They're all from America. I'm going to give you the state or the city for each one.
Okay.
Just to give it some context.
Brilliant.
Okay, first. there's so much again. Okay, so this is from Maine.
Yep.
Stephen King's. Right. So this is called Lobster. Ben and Bill's Chocolate Emporium in Bar Harbor.
Ben and Bill.
Yeah. This lobster. Sounds absolutely insane, but butter infused ice cream.
Okay.
Topped with cooked lobster. It's a dinner dessert hybrid that's so wrong it's right. So it's just simply called Lobster, and it's got lobster on top of the ice cream.
That doesn't sound so... I mean, I'm not going to eat it. I never eat it, you know, but it doesn't sound so outlandish.
Okay, fair enough. What about this?
Okay.
What about this? This is from Florida. Okay. Suntan lotion and elderberry.
Now we're getting... What a combination!
This is from John Sampson's Ice Cream Boutique in Miami.
Okay.
This is the blurb that goes with it. Remember those lost summers of yore and the summery smell of cocoa butter skin? I actually do remember that from the '80s.
Yeah.
There's always girls with great tans had, like, if you went on a Wales school trip, they always had amazing tans, and this, like, it was like factor -3. And it was just like, anyway.
I just remember being on Blackpool Beach covered in lard. That was
the mad geniuses at the mad geniuses at JSICB, just to repeat, that's John Sampson's Ice Cream Boutique, have concocted a coconutty frozen dream scoop. It shouldn't work, but reportedly it's transportive.
Right.
And finally...
Who doesn't want some transportive ice cream?
Catching fire at the ice cream store in Delaware.
Catching fire
it's
is
called,
the
ice... It's called Catching Fire.
That's not the ice cream.
You'll gladly volunteer as this Hunger Games-inspired ice cream folded with orange, mango and strawberry swirls. The surprise... A real scorpion is placed on top of each one.
Live?
I don't know.
That's kind of important.
I don't think it's live, no.
Okay.
So, I give you lobster.
Sensible.
Suntan lotion and elderberry.
Not sensible.
Catching fire.
Made up.
Catching fire?
Yeah.
Is real.
Oh.
The scorpion is real. They put it on top. little scorpion on top of the ice cream.
Okay, so you... Don't tell me you made up the lobster, because that's boring.
What's your answer?
You made up suntan.
Yeah.
I thought you got really boring to catch me
well,
out.
Well, I thought the answer you were going to give me was lobster. I thought, I've won. Like, come on, what are your three?
So, my first three are useful inventions.
Brilliant.
Loose, useful, very
yeah,
loose.
I was going to say heavy inverted.
Okay.
Bold inverted commas.
Mate.
Yeah. Yeah, what is it?
You're going out to an interview. Yeah. You in your nice suit.
Of course I am. I look great.
Oh, my God. Is that rain? Is that rain starting?
It's dotted. It's going to get spotted.
Oh, what are you going to do? You're going to get wet. Your hair's going to be a mess.
Umbrella's the obvious answer.
Didn't bring one. No. Or did you?
I don't know.
Look at your tie.
Wait.
It's an umbrella tie.
No, really. Wait.
It's a tie.
Yeah.
There's also an umbrella.
How does that work, Paul?
Because it straps on.
You
pull it off and
you what?
It opens up. You heard?
Right, yeah.
And it opens up.
Right.
All over the place.
Okay, the umbrella opens. Okay, right.
Okay, the umbrella tie.
Fascinating.
Okay. I don't actually know what this one's called, but I'm just going to describe it. It's a KitchenAid for when you're chopping.
Right, if this was one you'd made up, you would have come up with a stupid name, so I think this is real. Go on, KitchenAid.
No,
yeah.
I just forgot to come up with them. It's a KitchenAid for chopping. Mm. And, you know, mate...
Why do you keep doing
you
that?
You know about chefing. You know a little bit about chefing.
I pretended to be one
you
for many years.
You pretended to be one for many years. Chop, chop, chop with a knife.
Yeah, sure.
What about your fingers? You don't want to cut them, do you?
Oh, God, that's the last thing you want. Blue plasters. Blue plasters tell a sorry tale.
Why don't you get another plastic hand...
What?
...that you can hold, that you measure by. So that if you cut it, you're going to cut your plastic hand.
That's genius.
There you go. Cooking plastic hand.
If you made that up, you need to... You really need to...
Mate.
What?
Who doesn't miss the ritual of sliding a letter opener into a tiny gap and slicing open a letter as if you're in a spy movie?
Oh, this is yours. Okay, go on.
Well, now you can with the electronic mail letter opener.
What?
You can do it virtually. It's an email add-on and you literally
can... Whoa. So it's not a real letter?
No, it's a virtual. It's the electronic mail, email,
yeah.
Letter opener. It's an add-on yeah. to whichever
what's this
email program.
What's the point of this?
Hear me out.
Okay.
Okay.
This feels like bullshit.
You literally can't open any mail without sliding the virtual knife
why?
Across the subject header.
But why? How is this useful?
It comes with stylish letter openers and accompanying sounds. You can get the Zorro blade swish.
What's the point of this?
You can get a cutter's knife through velvet, and there's even a zombie one where you open it and it makes a sound of... A blade going through flesh.
You
which
see,
of these
the
did I make up?
Has just made me question myself. That's if that's a real invention, that is ridiculous.
They're all ridiculous,
yeah,
that's
sure.
The point.
Go on,
so did I make up the umbrella tie?
Why did you look at me all like sexy then? I didn't like it.
Well, did I make up the cooking hand?
Yeah.
The extra hand?
If honestly, these are all good. They're good.
Did I make up the email letter
right.
opener?
So the obvious answer is you made up the email letter opener, but I don't think it's the answer because of the length of the description. Having said that, you do have a tendency to overwrite prose, not dialogue, and that's what's made me wonder.
How dare you?
I'm absolutely... In the context of this podcast?
No.
No.
Oh, don't overact.
I dare you. I'm going to go... Oh, what's the first one again?
It's the umbrella tie.
I think you made up the umbrella tie.
I didn't.
No.
No.
Oh, I feel quite nervous.
So it's the extra kitchen hand.
These are good.
Or the electronic mail letter.
Oh, I want to say the email, I keep resisting it. Oh, God.
Chop, chop, chop.
I think you made up the hand. Did you not?
Of course I made up the email.
Oh, no.
Quick.
Oh, God. I've got into a weird state of immediate mourning. Nobody's down.
You knew.
I feel like I'm mourning.
You knew from
the
off.
Oh, God, I feel like I'm never going to stop throwing up.
Give us a song.
Right. Oh, right. Okay, so this is an E12-inch.
Is it a 12-inch that opens up everywhere?
It's a 12-inch. The title of this is... Fund your own public services. I want more money, even though I already have more than I could ever spend. And don't say I'm greedy and have a lucrative second job. I'm not, but I do have a lucrative second job by the entire Conservative Party. thought it was over. There's more inventions. Can't believe you look.
Can't believe you look. Shall I give you mine?
You go first. Yeah, why not?
Okay.
You go first.
Let's get these.
You don't deserve it, but the audience don't care because they don't exist.
Trousers.
I'm a bit drunk, Paul.
Good.
I'm a bit drunk. What's the audience going to do about it? They can't touch us. What? Go on. What's the trousers?
Trousers.
Okay.
That's it.
Magic trousers.
Three different pairs. Oh, they are. Oh, they are. Three different types of trousers.
Which one did you make up?
Let's find out, shall we?
Yeah, let's.
These are air-conditioned trousers.
Right, I love it.
If you work outdoors in hot summer months, you know how hard it is to find flexible and practical pants that can also keep you cool.
Not really. It's never really occurred to me, but sure, go on.
These are trousers that have big side pockets.
Yeah, sure.
And in those side pockets, little motor
air conditioning units.
Air conditioning units.
What a pile of crap.
So all around, you get an air conditioned, keep cool.
What's the name of them?
Air conditioned trousers.
It feels basic, that title.
What about emergency flares?
Tell me more.
A pair of trousers made out of the...
Tell me more! Go on.
A pair of trousers made out of the same chemicals that make up flares. They're perfect.
They don't need chemicals to make flares. They're the way they're made.
No, flares. Emergency flares.
Right. You were talking about trousers, you said flares. Me and the audience thought you meant the 70s.
Yes.
No?
Right. These are...
Be clear.
You get it. They are called emergency flares. And they are a pair of flare trousers that are made out of using chemicals that are used in flares.
Flares that go up and light up.
Exactly.
The sky.
They're perfectly safe.
What for?
They're perfectly safe until you pull a cord in the lining of the bottom of the trousers.
Right.
You pull the cord, the trousers flare up. You can wave them.
Right, that is absolutely ridiculous. He's waving around his head in a circular motion.
I'm here!
Right.
Help me!
Definitely made that up.
Or...
Don't bother going on. That's the end of the story.
Napkin pants.
But wait. But wait.
Napkin pants.
What do you mean,
mate? You've been in a kitchen. You've been doing a bit of...
You've been doing a bit of a DIY. Of course I have. I'm a DIY guy.
Put something on your fingers.
What?
Just wipe them on my trousers.
What?
I just wipe a bit of dirt on my fingers. No, wipe them on my trousers. Well, these are napkin trousers. They're a pair of trousers. Right. The back pockets are made out of napkins.
So eventually you have a bare arse if you see that. That's rubbish.
Do you mean a bare arse? No, you just wipe the dirt.
So wiping your bum with the gesture.
You wipe your dirty hands on the napkins rather than the rest of your trousers.
Sorry, you're going to have to explain what you mean. The back of your trousers are napkins.
Where the pockets are, the pockets are made out of napkin material. So that you can...
So you replace the pockets all the time, do you?
Yes.
Right. You went blank in your eyes then because you realised you haven't thought of that.
So,
you're stupid.
Which did I make up out of these bad boys? Air-conditioned trousers.
I think they might be real because it's so insane they might be.
Emergency flares.
Can I say you made up two of them?
Napkin pants.
Right. I mean, I think the first... I mean, I say it with a due sense of caution and dread, but... I think the first one, the air condition, might be real, but I don't know.
Okay.
I'm prepared to be wrong. I feel like crying. Is that weird? I'm going to go with that. The napkin pants. God. The napkin pants and the flares. The most ridiculous one is the flares wearing above your head. I'm going to say you made up the flares.
Woo, woo, woo. Yeah, I did.
Yay! I knew I'd get it eventually. Okay. Do you want three more crazy ice creams? Of course you do. You're hungry.
Yes. Oh, God, yeah.
From Texas. Do you know what Surf and Turf is?
Yeah.
Surf and Turf, main course ice cream.
Main course?
That's just its title.
Okay.
It says...
Yeah.
Austin's premium ice cream parlour, wait for it, Jen and Barry's. I mean, it's good. You've got to give it them. It's good. Jen and Barry's ice cream... And in brackets they've written, we suspect that's not their real names, which I quite liked. Maybe north of Crazy Town, but this savoury ice cream not only channels beasts of the earth and sea, but undercuts it with notes of sweet vinegar and ketchup.
Oh, that sounds absolutely gross.
I mean, I'm not a big ice cream fan anyway.
No, if you're going to do it, just give me something simple.
Second.
Yeah.
From California. Vietnamese coffee with frosted almonds... and peanut butter curry ice cream at Humphrey Slocum's. Ready? This is far from your typical morning cup of joe. Made with decadent Vietnamese-style coffee, each batch is zipped with hot curry, creamy peanut butter, and crunchy candied almonds.
Hang on, it's coffee and curry, I think.
Yes. Outward of pizza.
Where?
In California.
Okay. In California?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Or finally, this is from Nevada, Las Vegas specifically. Durian at Perfect Scoop and Boba Tea. Wait. The most polarizing food on the planet, this Indonesian. I've had too much to drink.
Indonesian
fruit either tastes like rotten onions or sweet almond, depending on your taste buds. Lick at your own risk.
That's a terrible
motto. And I'm looking at you right in the eyes when I say that.
That's a terrible motto.
Ready?
Lick at your own risk.
Surf and Turf main course ice cream.
Yeah.
That's got the sweet vinegar and ketchup and all that. Vietnamese coffee, the curry.
Coffee and curry.
Or
that.
Or the Indonesian fruit that tastes like rotten onions.
I don't think you would have made, you could have made that up. That's just like, I don't even know what that is. I can't even imagine that.
Okay.
It's like, it might be rubbish, it might not. It depends on what your taste buds are like. It's your fault. It's your fault, basically.
Kind of could have made that up.
Maybe you could. Now I'm thinking about it. But I'm going to go with Surf and Turf. You made that one up.
Yeah. Yes, I did. But I mean, insanely, that means the sort of...
That means the other two.
I mean...
Coffee and curry.
I know.
All right, you got a song?
Oh, yes, I do, Paul. Thanks for asking.
No, it's my song.
No, you had the last song.
No.
Yeah.
No. Should we do this?
We've been here again, haven't we? We've been here before, haven't we?
We've had two songs so far. The first one was mine.
It's you, Paul. No, so, I was saying from before, it's you. It's always been you.
It's you. It's always been you. What is that song?
I don't know, you make
anyway, it. Anyway. Okay, you ready?
Yeah, I was born ready.
This is a great song. You're going to love it.
Get on with it.
When the Rwandan ambassador says your refugee policy is cruel, you know you've jumped the shark. By Sue Ellen from Dallas, would be a much better Home Secretary, and she's a drunk and fictional.
Brilliant and true.
Swell, well,
Biggie Bong.
Swell, well,
Bongy Bang.
Mark. What do you love besides me?
I love that you've asked this question. We've never done this before. We've done it on every single podcast for about 12 years. Right, it's a film.
It is film.
I can't remember.
How many words? How many syllables?
It's two words. I can't remember if I've already ranted to you about this on the phone.
I think we're reaching a point now where we've done so many podcasts. Yeah. We may have done the same inventions.
No, I was talking about last week.
Oh, I see.
It's The Creator.
No.
Have I not talked about this?
No, but can I just say something first?
Yeah, sure, shoot. You must have questions.
No, just, I mean, you can talk about The Creator, but I just want you to know that Saru, my brother-in-law...
Yeah. Did he work on it?
He worked on it. And I only found out just before release, because he wasn't allowed to say.
I know he works in special effects.
Yeah, so he works in special effects. Well, he listed the effects that he'd done. Well, it's quite high up.
Well, this is going to make a significant impact on your relationship to Saru. Who I've met and is a delightful human being. Yeah. Saru?
Yeah, John Saru. His name is John Saru, but everyone calls him Saru.
His surname's Saru?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah, interesting. Yeah. Okay, I didn't know that. Because you only introduced me.
I know, everyone's calls
very
him
charming
Saru.
Person. I know he's talented. Yeah. Very nice man. Married to a very nice person. Anyway, I went to see The Creator, which is directed by, just a bit of context, Gareth Edwards, UK director, directed the last Godzilla film.
Yeah.
Directed Rogue One.
Yeah.
But
what was the Alien film he did as well? Was that him?
No.
Okay, I'm thinking of something else.
Yes, he directed Monsters.
Yes. Yeah.
So, right, just to take it all the way back, that Monsters was his first breakthrough.
Which
film.
Was
made on a micro budget.
Yeah.
And if you've not seen Monsters, even though it's made on a micro budget, the effects are extraordinary because they did groundbreaking effects in his bedroom, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
And Monsters is amazing. And this, interestingly, is almost like a big budget version of Monsters in the sense that it's really about relationships and human contact.
Yeah.
And
so young girl who's AI, is that right?
Right. So basically, I don't think it's spoiling the plot, really. It's been in a lot of reviews.
Also in the trailer. Absolutely.
So basically, I think he's called John David Washington. It's Denzel's son.
Yep.
Who I think is turned into a terrific leading man already.
Yeah.
He's in Black Klansman, amongst other things. A really good actor. A real heavyweight presence who's going to be here for a long time, I think. Yeah. But he plays a guy who's a military kind of fighter. And we find him at the beginning of the film. He's in love with this woman, and she's pregnant, heavily pregnant. And it's the war between artificial intelligence, which has destroyed Los Angeles by bombing it with a nuclear weapon, and humanity. And humanity is trying to American humanity is trying to destroy AI because of what it's done in Los Angeles. Meanwhile, East Asian culture has embraced it.
Oh, fantastic.
And they work symbiotically with each other.
That's really good. I like that.
And it's just this. And basically, the beginning of the film. But what happens is AI have created a weapon that will sort this war out.
Yeah.
And humanity, not knowing what this weapon is, send a team to destroy whatever the weapon is. The weapon is a young child.
Yeah.
And it's about him as the leader, one of the leaders of this team, trying to figure out whether he should destroy it or not.
Brilliant.
And there's lots of twists and turns.
A great idea.
It's a great idea.
Yeah. Also, I love the idea that, you know, one nation's baddie is another nation's
baddie, mate. Yeah,
you can see it as the enemy, or you can see it as
Yeah, and but what's great about it is the performances and all that sort of stuff, and the writing's great. Now it sounds trite to say the effects are they're extraordinary. You've got to go and see it for the effects.
Yeah,
this is where Saru comes in because. Yeah. You look at a Marvel film, right, and it's kind of like... you can see it's just spectacular, but it's like a cartoon, right? It's brilliant, but it's cartoonishly brilliant.
Yeah.
This looks like documentary footage.
Yeah.
I mean, the replicants, there's a mixture of replicants and actual robots. It just looks like they're all part of the same world as we are.
Yeah.
It really does. The way it's shot, there's lots of deep focus drops, and it's just... It looks staggering. There's lots of images, which I found with his version of Godzilla. There's images I've not seen on screen before. But what's great about it is the intimacy of the relationship. It's had a few critiques. I've looked at its Wikipedia page. It's had a few critiques about, we've seen all this stuff before. I didn't feel like I'd seen anything. I watch a lot of films. Yeah. I watch a lot of horror sci-fi. And I think Gareth Edwards is a visionary.
Yeah.
I think he is. He's almost like, I guess, in the same way that Ridley Scott was back in the 80s with Blade Runner and stuff like that. This guy just sees stuff in a different way.
Oh, great.
And it asks a lot of big questions. And does it answer them correctly? I'm not sure it does. There's a lot of sentimentality in it, but in the best possible... And it just marries this visual, staggering visual impact it has with personal human contact. I thought it's, for me, 5 stars film.
Great. I can't wait. Yeah. I'm hoping to see it this weekend. So
I've really enjoyed it. It's really indulgent and great. Yeah. Swellowell.
Biggie bong.
Paul Swellowell.
Boogie bing.
Get ready for some cultural surprises.
So, two things.
Woo!
Very quickly.
I went too soon.
I was going to say something really outrageous now, just so that you could go, cheered that on.
Right, go on.
Last night I went to a gig at one of my favourite ever venues, which is the Albert Hall in Manchester.
Yeah, it's a great venue.
Beautiful venue, and it was PJ Harvey.
Holly
Jean Harvey.
You love her.
And she hasn't toured since 2007.
What?
I know, it's
You're kidding.
Such
she's released albums between
She's released albums, she's just not toured. She may have done...
She's written a... I know that she's written a novel. Is it a novel or a poem?
No, a book of poetry. Beautiful.
But written in... Is it old Dorsetian?
Yeah.
So is that right?
Yeah, she's from Dorset.
Yeah.
And out of that poetry has come her latest album.
She's such an interesting cultural
figure. She's amazing. And I was listening to a really good podcast about her just to get in the mood for going. And And they sort of really, it never dawned on me that at the time when she first came out, I think she was like messing around with non-binary before it was even labelled in those terms. You know, that she
is
was,
she non-binary now?
No, I don't think she is. Not at all. No, but okay. I just think at the time, she, as a teenager, she liked to be called Paul rather than Polly.
Yeah.
And she dressed as a boy, and her mum wanted her to wear a dress and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And she wrote these songs, one of her best songs off her first album is called The Dress, and it's about putting on a dress and these heels and she can't walk. It's a beautiful line of walking like I'm a tree with top loaded fruit, and just got that feeling that you're going to fall over all the time in these heels. And anyway, by the by, she was just... So she's not toured in ages. She may have done a gig here or there. And people just filled the hall. She did the first half... Well, the first 50 minutes was just her latest album.
Right.
And she did that, and you could feel that there was some in the audience that may have not listened to that album lately.
Probably have some of the classics, yeah.
And she did, but she did it beautifully. It was like art... music on stage. It was just
she's an amazing stage. I've only watched her on YouTube.
She's such a stage. Pheasant. Yeah, you cannot take your eyes off her.
Yeah.
And then she stepped off stage for a minute, and the band, who were so tight and brilliant, just did a little kind of a folk thing that got us clapping along. And then she came back on, and she did pretty much every song you
wanted. All the big
every song.
Yeah.
And there was like a 6 minute standing ovation.
Really?
And it was, you could just feel the joy of she's here and we've not seen her. It was beautiful. Yeah. So PJ Harvey, check out her stuff if you've never heard of her. She's so eclectic. If you listen to some songs and you don't like it, listen to some more, because they'll be very, very different.
Okay.
She does this thing, which I just think is amazing, that whenever she comes to a new album, she won't do one until she's found a new singing voice. She has to sing in a different way so that she feels that the album's different.
She's a proper artist.
And that makes every album different.
Yeah.
And I love that about it. Yeah. So, there you go. PJ
Thanks
Harvey.
For listening, everybody. You bunch of beauties.
Yeah.
You bunch of absolute bloody angels. There, I said it.
And we'll see you in another 4 or 5 months.
Yeah, whatever. Maybe tomorrow. Maybe see you tomorrow. See you on the morrow,
bye.
Guys. Bye. See you tomorrow. Just.